Blog Talk Radio.
My friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, a song off with Rich Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split with Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company. And what was the other? Ecstasia with Beat Captain B2 and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Mondays are split between Hearts of L&P with Victoria and New Chapters in the Black Lace Diaries with Mr. M and Mistress Frost. Tuesday, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Thursdays, join Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball. Fridays are split between Crawling into the Dark with Pam and Break On Through. Saturday, join a Faze Anna and Battler as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. How you doing tonight, Jean?
I'm hanging in there, Rex. How about you? You doing all right?
Well, outside of that small error of trying to chime in before the song was over, yeah, I'm fine.
Well, that's okay, because I'm not sure why the song didn't start right away. It was looking like it was running, and I'm like, I'm not hearing anything. And I kept listening, and I'm going, nope, still don't hear anything. So I shut it off and started it again. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess it's going to be one of those nights. It's the Ghost in the Machine evening. Oh, why not? Why not? But, yeah, well, you know, things happen. You know, I laugh at myself every day for something silly I do. So every now and then we're allowed to trip ourselves up a little bit. Absolutely. So, now I'm doing all right. It's Sunday, you know. It's a good night for a show. Right? That's the way I look at that. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and we have Betty Page will be calling in this evening. And I believe Luke J.R. is calling in this evening. So that'll be nice. That's a nice change up there. And it'll be good to have them both. And, yeah, I don't know. I think otherwise, like, you know, looks like a good board. Great prompt, you know. I heard it earlier today, and I went, well, check him out. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. They really are. I saw a violinist like that once, where she was so into, like, you know, modern songs, and it seems so strange to hear them on those instruments, but it's wonderful. You know, it really is.
It's
very intriguing.
They're not just doing modern, they're doing classic as well. They refuse to give up since they're classically trained, and they're both from Croatia. Okay. They met at teenagers at the master class in Pula. So they've been together since then. They went on to train in England at Trinity College and the Royal Academy. So in 2011, they put out a YouTube video, Smooth Criminal, and they got 3 million views in the first 2 weeks. And as of to date, they've got 43 million views on that first video. And after Elton John saw that video, he invited them to go on tour with him. And they spent 5 years touring with Elton John as part of his team and playing backup for the band. So,
how cool is that? That's one way to enter the business, right?
I've seen some of their crowds. They played to some massive crowds with just them and a drummer and sometimes a backing orchestra as well. So,
right. That's amazing. It's really amazing. Hey, look, we got one of your co-hosts here online with us. So I'm going to pick her up, and I'm going to say hello to Betty Page. Hello, Betty Page.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Betty.
There's silence. Doing well.
Hey,
how
everyone.
Are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Rex.
Good day.
Hi, you guys. I'm doing
nice.
Okay.
Nice to have
healing.
You.
That was weird. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I just got a little down.
It sounded like somebody went by.
A ghost in the machine, right?
Yeah, it seems we started off that way.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Jean, what about you? Are you still here? Ah.
I am still here. I was actually picking up another line. I'm like, trying to find out who was there. So I'm going to let you know that we have Passion Promise on board. So hello, Promise. How are you tonight?
Doing good. How are you all?
Hey, Pat.
Hey.
How you doing?
So good.
I'm doing okay now. How are you?
Fine.
I appreciate the two cellos.
They're good, aren't they?
Uh-huh. I was iffy about it, but then I actually played one song and then ended up playing four of them, you know. I was like, man, it's people, no words, just play. Beautiful work. Beautiful.
Yes, they are. Well, I guess let's kick things off. So why don't we start with Another Monkey first?
You just want me to do that.
You'll get the reference in a minute.
Okay. Now, do I have anything to put up?
No, it's just a minimal for 13 minutes.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay, let me find it. Okay, here we go. Everybody, hold on.
Well, you know, the riffs are big things, aren't they? Riffs come from, one of the best riffs ever was da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that, but that is just this wonderful landmark series of a few notes. And you can extend that into da-da-da-da-dum, bum-bum-bum. You can go da 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 dum bum 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 ba da da. You can go bum bum ba bum bum da. You can go bum 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 ba dum. It's just the same five or six notes rearranged by another monkey. it is some kind of peculiar, you know, random throw of the dice. You come up with this permutation of such a few notes. But I remember at the time when I wrote that riff, I'm thinking, oh, God, I've got to come up with something here that, has that sort of motif, a musical motif that doesn't quite sound like somebody else's, you know.
But the amazing thing is that people come and ask me how to play it, and I just figure, well, you know, it's so simple, but they don't see it as being a simple riff, that they hear it, but that the perception to them is just a good riff. They don't analyze it and think, wow, you know, it's just that.
I've offered that up a couple of times, but it's nice to hear it in Ian's voice. That's Ian Anderson, the founder of Jethro Tull. He plays a flute quite a bit, so as well as guitar and piano. So that was his thought as a musician on how things work, especially when it comes to the riffs, those tiny few notes that really set the pace for a particular song, which is what you hear in a lot of what the two cellos are taken up from other artists. So I had to throw that in there for a little context for everybody to listen in on. So, all right, Gene, now we can kick it off for real.
Kick it off? Okay, let me put this first piece up for you. And this is by Scott Sharp. Once a cello, now a cello. There we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Once a cello, now a cello by Scott Sharp. A stage set for the king, plate passed around for the lieges to deposit their contributions in, becomes thunderstruck. Children of the kingdom bow to the new princes. The king frowns upon their circumvented intentions. Who let Angus and Malcolm in? The king lives in solitude. City streets become today's jungle. Axl Rose sits in awed silence. An appetite for destruction rumbles in the stomach of living beasts. Hunting the wilds, a bow without arrows, striking chords as the world watches. Shadows cast back and forth, songs of centuries dueled to the death. Horsehair swords swung with bad intentions, strike chords across eras. Beethoven white wigs rocking, Led Zeppelin way down inside, giving a whole lot of love, a whole nother shallow spirit. Living on a prayer, cellified voodoo people spin a universe on its head, with or without you. Hearts shaped like a cello bleed, people fall into hysteria in the arms of the heretofore orchestra. But I guess that's the teen spirit. Please tell your parents, cello for me. And poems. I like that little play. Pat, I wanted to start with you, please.
Okay, sorry. I had you on mute. Okay. Actually, it was a wonderful read. It was well written. I enjoyed the city streets become today's jungle. Acts of World. I love the names of others in here. Acts of Rose, Fifth and All, Silence, and An Appetite for Destruction, Rumbles in the Stomach of Living Beasts, Hunting the Wild, The Bow Without Arrows, Striding Quarters, The World Watches. You did a beautiful job on this. I love the detail and the I just love it. It's a good piece.
Thank you, Passion. And Betty, how about you?
Oh, I think this was an amazing write. I mean, all the song references just it added to the back and forth of the cellos in my mind. I could see, and there's this coming in, and then there's this coming in, and I really liked the flow of this poem really well. It was very well done.
All right. Thank you, Betty. And Jean, how about you?
Now you want me to comment too. See how you are? Just kidding. I thought it was an excellent take on your offered prompts. I really did, and I thought it was very, very well done. I really enjoyed it. I did. I loved all the references to the different songs. And I have to assume, because I didn't, like, go through the whole contest, I have to assume most of the pieces mentioned here were ones that you had up as prompts for people to listen to. And I know I saw a lot of them this afternoon. But a really, really nicely written piece. Clever. Very clever. So great job, Scott, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Jean. Scott clearly enjoyed himself with this. I got to give him a hand. The nice touches with the cello. Cellacy, the cello sphere, and the thought bottom, please tell your parents cello for me, and then cello five for voodoo people. So nice little play with the cello. That was clever. But he hit on a great bunch of notes as well. He did hit all the songs. He hits on Thunderstruck and Who Let Angus and Malcolm In, and then City Streets Become Today's Jungle, Axel Rose, Sits in the Lord's Silence, An Appetite for Destruction, the title of one of the albums. And I like the thought, Hunting the Wilds, A Bow Without Arrows, a nice touch with that. And then The Horsehair Swords was another really nice piece. And Strike Chords Across Eras, great thought there. And then the play with Beethoven and Zeppelin, that was a nice touch, as well as Living on a Prayer and Dropping in Hysteria, Hearts Shaped, and Dropping in Teen Spirit. He played out the arena and did a great job with the songs and the thoughts cast into it. Pleased with this. Thank you, Scott. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Well, we have definitely got me holy macaroni. Okay, I'm going back up to the top. Sorry. Okay. Let me see. Betty, oh, we got another caller. Hang on 1 second. Hello, area code 217.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear
it's
you.
Me. Okay.
PC? Okay, PC, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Good to hear you.
See now. Absolutely. Now, let me see what I have here. Okay. Now, Miss Betty Page, you up for reading one?
I would like to, but I have to. I can't right now because of my injury. I got hurt. So all of this is a lot for me to take in right now.
Okay.
But I will hopefully be better soon. I have a concussion is why.
No problem. Let me pass that over to Thomas. Passions, whenever you're ready. Thank you very much.
Passion, you muted.
Passion.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thought y'all got rid of me, huh? Not. Let's see. I actually thought y'all heard her say Thomas, and I'm thinking, who is Thomas? So I'm looking.
Okay.
Haunts me like hatred. I feel your disapproval as I change altitude. Gliding over the stoic Rockies, leaving their loud constant consternation behind. I barely give the craggy old man's stern granite frowns a glance as my plane creates a relentless silhouette against their unshakable self-sure knowledge. So I live in a shadow world, diligently ignoring multicolored confetti of humanity and nature in my peripheral vision, yet I swear I saw the wind tumble in your blue flannel coattail toward my fingertips. The frayed trail of that charcoal flag, scarf, tantalizing clothes as you turn the corner just steps around, steps ahead of me on Bowness Street in Calgary. Once in Charleston, I was sure you crossed Market Street, heading straight for me. Translucent rain falling around you like a song we once loved. Ghosts of her kindness haunt me like hatred brokenness. I can never show even the truest compassion separates us like the veil between the quick and the dead. Now, as I take up residence in this house by the sea and dance alone when the pirate moon touches, the water partner closer than regret is here. Echoes the plans you made paint these walls. I feel the synchronicity as we dance in our thoughts on avocado green linoleum floors. Dare not open my eyes if I fall into this tender phantasm, I'm forever lost. And
great repassion. Thank you very much. And PC, why don't we start with you, please?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I just joined in. I was trying to settle the burr down, so I didn't get to read or hear this one, but I'll comment on the next one for sure. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I was trying to figure out how to mute everything else.
All right, no problem. Betty, how about you?
Oh, I really loved the imagery in this. I loved the line where it talked about the confetti. I just thought that that was a beautiful line in the poem, and I liked, you know, the images that this poem gave me. I really think that this is a wonderful job, definitely.
Thank you, Betty. All right, Dean, how about you?
Well, I have to say that I thought this was very nicely penned, and I thought the imagery was wonderful, and what a wonderful story told. It was just really nicely done. And Riverview has a great way of doing that kind of work. I haven't heard anything of hers lately, but this does not disappoint, and it holds true to her her way of writing. So definitely a great piece and nicely penned.
Thank you, Jean. All right, Pat. You got to read it. How about you?
Well, I was stumbling on a few words. Sorry, I couldn't see it. I had to pull it away from my face. But this was a well-written piece. I too like the multicolored confetti of humanity and the image.
you faded out.
I totally love this piece. It was great.
Thank you, Passion. This was a sad but sweet piece nonetheless. Those first two stanzas kind of set the pace, and the bottom of that third stanza kind of delivered one onto where she was going after that. Yet I swear I saw the wind tumbling your blue flannel coattail toward my fingertips. And then a little more, the chocolate plaid scarf just ahead of me on Baroness Street in Calgary, and once in Charleston, I thought I saw you cross through Market Street. And then it gets a little haunting, as the title implies. Ghosts of your kindness haunt me like hatred, brokenness. I can never show even the truest compassion. Separates us like the veil between the quick and the dead. I like that touch with the movie reference right there. And then the thought of echoes of plans we may paint these walls. And the last one really hits us there. No, if I fall into this tender phantasm, I am lost forever. The note of the impression that's made on her soul, that it walks, if she sits into that that realm itself, it'll swallow her whole. And kind of hits on the note of severe pain in the moment, but yet wanting to indulge oneself. Nicely done, Riven. Thank you very much. All right, Jane. To you.
Right. Okay. And by the way, Passion, that was a great read on that piece. Definitely.
Thank you.
I meant to say that, of course. Okay. Okay. Well, PC, I'm not sure what piece you're commenting on in the board, but hey, nice comment. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm all choked up. Okay. PC, I'm putting your piece up next, and if you would give that a read, I'd appreciate it. Okay. PC? Wow. Okay. We're not. I'm going to put the next piece up.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was on mute again. I'm here.
Okay.
I took the lazy title. Their horse hair bows ripped, roared, and tore. As the tempo began to fly, it soared. In came the drums with that sound of thunder, smooth poles jerking and finger dancing. Neath the light of three stars and eight full moons, the sound of two cellos rises tonight. Laser beams and jagged triangles pierce the night, moving forward through a tunnel of light. Geometry of the keys, mathematics and symmetry, a feel-good mood, shooting stars abright. In an argyle dome patterned with diamonds inside, this is where the two cellos guys come to life. And the light in the dark comes to life in this new age. You see it in their eyes when they play. Hair on top of their heads, the waves in the airwaves. Sweat runs their faces, giving it all they got. Spotlights and blue polka dots canvas the stage, aura of blue contrast to their nightshade. This duo of inspiration inspires with tantalization. Music is an evolution and they're a sensation. Taking it outside, they're riveting on the sidewalk. From the sheriff, there came a long stare. Polished black cellos flash in the blue sky above, beside the street and out in the open air. The two cellos have got a lot of style and a lot of flair. Music together with that crazy wavy hair, cameras and snapshots, memories of being there. It's been a long time since they were just fair. Ripple surface on a puddle, time winds down. Melancholy emerges, sorrow runs the ground. Black and white, white and black, contrast all around. Like this world, he's in an upside-down phase. Lost love and tragedy is written across their faces. Broken hearts, broken dreams, broken bones, broken dreams. Semblance often resides in the darkest places. Like a full moon, expression comes in phases. Out of the blue, there comes a dun-dun-dun-dun sound. Once again, cello bows spray in death and decay. Screams and cheers as they play duo symphony. Standing ovation to a nodding hand with tragedy in poem.
Oh, great read, DC. Thank you very much. All right, Passion, I want to lead off with you. What did you think about this?
This was awesome. This was awesome. Of course, I like the end rhyming and the visuals was awesome. I can actually hear the boom, 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 boom of the cello playing. This was awesome. It was really well written. I can't say, there's so many lines in here I like, but it was well written. Great job, PC.
Thank you.
And Gene, how about you?
Well, PC, I think this was an excellent take on the two cellos. I thought it was really well done, clever take on the chosen artist. I think you really did a great job. There's a lot of detail in this piece. I assume that you were watching the videos and, you know, kind of took from what you saw.
Yeah, the moon, the stars, that's like their spotlight and the lighting and stuff. Yeah, I'm a very visual writer. There's like 10 videos or something. I could have wrote all of them. I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I figured is that, you know, you watched the videos that were given as prompts, and, you know, you just pulled pieces of them and, you know, really highlighted, you know, different portions, you know, whether it was the lighting or whatever, and I think you did an excellent job with that all the way through. So really well done.
Thank you. I appreciate your comment.
Thank you, Gene. Mm-hmm. And Betty, how about you?
Yes, I too believe that you kind of wove in all the different videos kind of together within your poem, just like little pieces here and there, and I think it made it very beautiful. I loved the tragedy and the sensations and all the feelings you also prompted within my mind when I heard you write.
Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. PC,
you're welcome.
You did a ripper with this one. Starting off with their horsehair bows ripped, roared, and tore. As the tempo began to fly, it soared. Great sword. And you hit the sound of thunder. And that next line in the second stanza, neath the light of three stars and eight full moons. What a nice touch. The sounds of two cellos rises tonight. Like Gene said, you did hit on quite a bit of thought from the you dive deep into the videos themselves. Jagged triangles pierce the night. Geometry of the keys, mathematics and symmetry. In an argyle dome patterned with diamonds inside. This is where the two cello guys come to life. You didn't just listen to the music. You actually paid attention to a lot of detail. From the sheriff that came along stair. Polished black cellos flash beneath the blue sky above. Beside the street and out in open air. Great thought from the Welcome to the Jungle piece there. And you drop in that crazy wavy hair that blows like the wind. Another nice cut. You really, really paid attention to the detail behind their pieces. So this was a nice piece, really nice piece.
I told you it was well detailed. It was great.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Rex, are you coming
Gene?
Back to me next? Right.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. All right. Well, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Stelina, called Hysteria in Harmony. And I have that on an audio. So let me, let me find it. It's somewhere. There it is. Okay, here we go.
electrifying every nerve, wired, it cannot be contained. Crazed, convulsive chords, grinding, rebellious wrists, tearing tendons with spasmodic staccato, bursting brain cells as whites of eyes roll back, in ecstasy of echoing cacophony within, breaking through the sound barrier of the mind, to leave them transcendent on another plane. Frantic, frenzied fandangos, from feverish fingers blow catatonic crotches, from crescendos of savage scales, unbridled, uninhibited, and tethering the beast with the pulsating rhythm, never to escape the hysteria and harmony, the madness and music, the myriad of melodies coursing through their veins.
Great read, Stelina. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Jean, why don't we start with you, please?
I knew you were coming to me first. I almost wasn't ready for you. This is a great piece by Stelina. I love her use of alliteration throughout. It keeps it like kind of bouncing, you know. I think that it's a great take on the self. From what I've heard of the, song itself, and just a clever take on the whole thing, very well done, and it was very Stelina in the way she wrote it, because I know she likes to write the things on a darker shade, and she did a great job with it. So excellent work, Stelina, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean. And Betty, how about you?
I really liked a lot of how the sound she put in the background enhanced her words. I thought that was really, really cool. I mean, it brought the vitality of her poem to life. And I thought it was just a really nice poem. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Betty. And Passion, how about you?
Enjoyed it. The alliteration was superb. The detail also, electrifying. She described her piece in one word, electrified. And the end, I can't agree more about their melody cursing through the veins, their veins. I'll tell you what, it was cursing through mine when I was listening to her earlier today. She did great detail to this piece. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Passion. And PC, how about you?
Man, I'd be the third person to say alliteration. I tried to jump on it in the chat and say that first because I kind of read some of these earlier and kind of picked out some of my favorite parts, and that was the alliteration. And I know it was good alliteration because, like, whenever I was reading it, I couldn't feel a rhyme, but I couldn't figure out what I was picking up. And then, like, whenever I stopped listening, I actually started looking at the words. Oh, it's alliteration. But it was so clever that I didn't catch on to it by visually reading it. It was sound. And that's what alliteration is a focus on sound. So it was done real well.
Absolutely. Thank you, PC. You're right. And it comes across as unforced because of the language she used. It's like a frenzied fandangos from feverish fingers flow was a really nice line, but it does work as a simple note of what is going on in the moment. I like the opening. Electrifying every nerve, wired. She separated that. It cannot be contained. I thought at first it might have been counterproductive, but it's not. Electrifying every nerve hits on the idea of the body becoming alive in the moment, and then wired hits on that thought of the background, which is in hysteria, and you're in the loony home, so you might be wired on the drugs that you're given. So then it rolls into crazed, convulsive, chords grinding rebellious riffs. Again, you get that same sort of being wired to that point where everything kind of lights. And then right from the feverish fingers flow, it walks into a different thought, catatonic crochets and crescendos of savage scale. And then it rolls into the madness of music, the myriad of melodies coursing through their veins. So the initial thought, the hysteria angle from the lunatic asylum with the top end finishes out with, it starts out as frenetic and loose and then gets cohesive for the ending. So I thought it was a nice trip out of hysteria itself. Well done, Stelina. Thank you very much. And back to you, Jean. Jean, you there? You mutating?
I am mutating. I was just going to say to you, I want to put this next piece up for you.
All right.
And this is by Boo Harrison. There we go.
All right. This magic sung to stars. O desire, zelen te piti, even as you spill across the floor, knowing you will ash upon my tongue once the day pulls the moon apart. O sanjaro, jaklilom kamo tivodis, even when you sweep low, skim those darkened spots of horizon, I know we sight heaven at all times. Isnova, tenuntaka, repeat, birth and enchantment upon those who refuse to believe, see the shape of heart-worn things, the flame that we eat away, passion we poured out so carelessly. Brisim se u dvolci tjefni, taste of each bright rising, fantasize, my eyes slip to see every brilliant measure of skin. You press against my shiver. There are no words to shine forth where I pant corners of our meeting. Mortar, where light exists, senses the burn. Return, return. Ova magica, jenbana, zibjazama. And poem. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I knew
you were the only one to read it.
Well, it was a nice touch. She threw in some Croatian to add a little spotlight and notice to the boys. Thank you there. Thank you there, Blue. That was well played. All right, Passion, since you said wow, you get to kick that one off.
Kick it off. They already kicked it off. This was a good piece. I don't know what to really say about it. I mean, it's great. I mean, visualization was, you know, well, I can take this many different ways, I'm sure, but my eyes read one certain way, and I'll tell you, the shape of her heart, worn things, the flame that was heat away, passion, we poured out so fearlessly. Beautiful. My eyes slipped to see every bright, brilliant measure of skin. Press against my shiver, there are no words to shine for. Beautiful lines. Beautiful, beautiful. Blue did an awesome job with this.
Well, thank you. Maybe I can get a little context there. That first line, oh, desire, means, oh, desire, I want to drink you. And the next one, oh, Sanjaro, oh, dreamer, I take my wing where you lead. Is Nova over and over moments? Brisson, I disappear in your song. And over magica, this magic from the stars. Ooh, that's a little bit more beauty. Nice. And Betty, how about you?
I actually like the exact same verses that you just said, but to add on that, I just like the image that I got in my mind of, like, beauty of love and of stars and just, you know, I really thought it was a lovely poem.
Thank you, Betty. PC, how about you?
I thought that line, my favorite line was, you press against my shiver. And I wouldn't say that's just my favorite line in this poem. I'd say that's like in my top 25 favorite lines ever. I've never thought about it. Everybody, oh, you push against my breast or my chest or hold my hand. But I never thought about expressing it with a shiver. You pressed against my shiver. That's absolutely genius, man. That's amazing. I also like how where'd it go? Passion you poured out so carelessly. In the universe, the big bright stars, they burn real bright. They burn real hot, but they burn themselves out real fast. It's like a passion where instead of taking the time, you get so worked up in it, it pours out so carelessly that the passion, the flame, burns out in a very short period of time. It's like a big giant star burning all its energy real fast instead of like a small red dwarf that burns forever. It's almost like a lesson in life to take our time. You know, we don't want to wait too long, but we want things to progress at a slow rate so that we can continue going on and always progressing upwards. I thought that was clever. I liked it.
Excellent. Thank you, PC. Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought it was a beautiful write. Absolutely beautiful. The language, the only reason I gave it to you is because I'm like, I can't pronounce this. And I knew you would pull it off. Somehow I knew you would pull it off. But it was just really wonderfully done. Before I go on, I want to tell you, Scott Sharp's on the line. And I put him on hold while you were reading. So I want to at least like say hello. Hello, Scott. Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Scott.
Good to have you here.
How are you doing, Rex?
Excellent. Thank you.
Donna, yep. I understand Betty and PC are here.
Betty, PC, and Passion's
Passion.
Promise.
Oh, okay. And Passion as well. Very good. Hopefully everybody's doing well tonight.
We're always a wild bunch.
But, so Rex, I really did. I gave it to you because I knew you could read it. I wasn't sure how I knew it, but I knew it. But a beautiful piece, beautiful.
Did a wonderful job with it.
Yes, absolutely. You didn't even stutter. I was like, wow, okay, that was a good thing. I wouldn't have known where to go. But definitely a wonderful, wonderful piece, you know, Blue Harrison. And thanks so much for sharing with us. Really enjoyed it. So thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Scott, what about you? What did you think?
You know, I love translated poems. I think it's sometimes hard to translate from one language into English and everything, but I really like this. This is really well done. Kind of like the ideas expressed within it, even when you sweep low, skim those darkened spots of horizon. That's kind of a cool image. I know we cite heaven at all times. And so I just, I really like it. I agree with everybody else. If anybody can read some, that's you, Rex. Because I would have struggled with this one. So.
Thank you, Scott. This is actually quite beautiful when you think about it. That opening stanza, oh, desire, I want to drink you, even as you spill across the floor, knowing you will ash upon my tongue once the day pulls the moon apart. Damn, what an opening thought. And then just out of thought, in deference to the guys, doing those lines in Croatian, just as a nice touch as well, was wonderfully done. And I like the thought that she drops in with the language as well. Over magica, this magic sun to stars. Yum. Blue, this is actually very gorgeous. Thank you very much. It's beautiful. All right, Jean, we're coming back your way.
Ruh-roh. Okay. okay. I'm going to put this piece up by Heartthrob. Only because I know we can. And this is called Classical Riff, and I have a sound card. So let me, I think I do. Yes, I do. And let me hit that button.
Classical Riff Giant, a hot rock support. Truly hope you like it. Are you ready? Just as rap was introduced to the world, when it was first born, a new sound, new look, didn't mesh with the crowd. What took some time to finally catch on to this generational music in hip-hop form. Exhilarating, exciting, is a vibrant sound. Touched a younger generation, new genres we found. Captured certain groups, took the world by storm. It has infiltrated us now, so no cause for alarm. Herky-jerky movements, never seen before. Undignified without class, would simply be ignored. Pervasive, outlandish, thought rotten to its core. Thought it'd be gone by now, yet they're screaming for more. Digging in the seams on a whim and a dream. Sporting limousines on red carpets like Bing. Mixed with other genres has become the new thing. So rock with it. Don't block it. It seems to be hot. Heard round the world. Don't think it'll ever stop. From Dougie to Diddy, Nicki Minaj and more. Embrace the crossover into the classical for sure. Imagine Beethoven and Bach putting it down. With Chopin and Jizzy, the rock and roll sound. Complex as diverse, the mixture of sounds. Prince on a dance floor when doves cry out. All this in retrospect has worked itself out. It's a new day, new time. Let classical hip-hop shine. And shine, shine, and shine. It's a different time. Once again, this has been Hot Rock Report. In the background, you're listening to TNJ, Black Violinist. Peace and blessings to you. Until next time, you speak.
Great read, Hart. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Scott, why don't we kick it off with you, please?
All right. Yeah, I really like this. This is really well done. I love the sound idea and that it's taking off with rap, which, you know, I don't think necessarily the cello thing is tied to that, but the violin playing in the background is. And so... Yeah. You know, it's really cool. He took it his own direction. And, you know, I love some of the references in it. And I also like specifically that he started off trying to rhyme the second and fourth lines. And I don't really know if it was intentional or not, but he kind of discontinued it. And I think that kind of fits with rap in some ways. It kind of went off on its own beat and its own path. And so I really did kind of like the fact that at times toward the back end of this poem, the rhyme for the second and fourth lines kind of disappeared. So I love the allusions, you know, Beethoven and Bach and Chopin and or Chopin. And, you know, like I say, just overall, I thought it was really well done. And I love the way it kind of finished up with the and shine, tis a different time. just really well done and really enjoyed the poem. So great job, Heart Job.
Well, thank you, Scott. And Passion, how about you?
Well, I believe, I think Scott actually said it really well. The introduction to the piece was amazing. I actually was wrapping some of this in my head. And y'all know I'm crazy anyway. But I was just like, the different music genre just involved in this piece. I enjoyed the herky-jerky move it's never seen before. Undignified without class would simply be ignored. And I tell you, it was really well written. I like the word embrace the crossover into the classical for sure. And it's just, they did a really well job of this. Good job.
Thank you, Pash. And PC, how about you?
I liked it because it was an evolution. It was a progression. It starts out at one point, like the third line, it says a new sound, new look, didn't mesh with the crowd. What took some time to finally catch on? And then you skip down just a few lines, it says it has infiltrated us now. So no cause for alarm. So it goes from, we go in with these assumptions thinking it's going to be one way. And they're right at the beginning. Once they start playing, it's like our perception, what we anticipated, has changed. It's something way different, something better than we could have ever imagined. And infiltrate something sneaky, like we didn't see it coming, like it snuck in and blew us away. I liked it. It builds from there, that stanza, digging in the scene on a whim and a dream. When I read it in my mind, it doesn't have the flow that it does when he read it. When he read it, wow, that sounds great. It was way better than when I read it. So I really like this piece.
Excellent book. Thank you, PC. And Betty, how about you?
I loved all the musical references to the different people, you know, the classical artists. I also like how it had kind of like a street vibe with kind of like a beatnik vibe, the way that it was read. I just thought it was a very interesting read. I liked it a lot.
Excellent. Thank you, Betty. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I think this was a really great piece. I think that not only did it speak to the two cellos and their position in the musical world, as it did so many other genres and places throughout current history. He just hit on so many notes with this. And I think it really was a wonderful reflection to the prompts that you put up. I just think he just took it from a whole different perspective. And I think it was an excellent job. And I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was a great job, Sam. And thanks.
Oh, great comments, absolutely, everybody. And you all are right. I'd like to have you introduce it just as rap was introduced to the world when it was first born, a new sound, new look, didn't mesh with the crowd. That kind of comes with each new style of music that gets introduced before it takes off and gets into the mainstream, as he puts it, infiltrating, which was a nice touch. And I thought the herky-jerky angle was quite the compliment to how these two, Stefan and Luca, play. They are herky and jerky because they got to perform such intensity with the lead guitarist playing and the bass in the background. So they really get into it, and it does float with such a nice touch of thought. And digging into the scene on a whim and a dream, that's a nice note. Sporting limousines on red carpets like Bing. That was clever, too. But he mentions the rap artist that he'd gotten here, and then dropping in the thought of Beethoven, Bach, Chopin, was a nice touch as well. So he brought it all full circle, which is nice, because I remember back in the day when, I forget who was it, Aerosmith was kind of going downhill until he got together with a rap artist, and they did that Walk This Way video, which kind of set them back on the path and kind of kicked off the other guys too, as big wigs, as they dipped their toes into the rock genre with Walk This Way. Nicely done, Hart. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're coming back to you.
Okay, well, the next piece we have is put up for Betty Page, and it's called Guess I Can Still Feel. And we have a SoundCloud for that as well. So here we go. Well, hang on, maybe I'm a little slower now. Here we go.
Guess I still can feel. Guess I still can feel. I'd rather sleep infinite. I'm so numb to all. Hell is where I stay. Abuse took all love away. Beat all out of me. I can't feel love now. Doesn't matter anyway. Just don't feel the same. Take it all away. Every photograph I have. All my memories. Pack it up. Just leave. I'll say not a word. Just run. Lay down silently. Close my eyes for good, with tears streaming down my cheeks. Love is illusion. I won't show I'm hurt. I don't care now if I am. Beyond numb. Empty. End poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. And Gene, why don't we start with you, please?
Wow, Betty, what a very well expressed poem. I would say normally I'd say that was a nice job, but there's nothing nice about painful feelings. And you know, I see you have domestic violence here. That's nothing that I find to be nice or cheerful or you know, great job. You know, but it was well expressed, and I think that you said it well. You definitely got your point across. And, you know, you can feel the pain in this for all the things that you've given up and lost within the right. And I think that that being said, I just think that you really did a fine job expressing yourself. So nice work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
And Patson, how about you?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't call on me. I am saying this is, I have all the cues to keep myself composed at this moment. This piece is so close to a lot of people. One for myself, I've put up with it for so many years. You grow numb, and from the pieces, the feeling that I'm getting. You know, I don't know how old you are, but I'm well up there, and it does change the feeling. Sometimes it lightens, but then, you know, it comes a full blow at some point. The words were totally, I could feel your work. I always believe in emotional poetry. If you can't feel it, it's nothing. And this is just totally,
thank you very much.
Emotional battle. Prayers be with you, hon.
Thank you, Passion.
I need them. I need them. Thank you, Passion. I really, really appreciate you.
Betty, I would like you to message me. Hold on, Rex, I'm sorry. I'll leave it.
No, go ahead.
But, then please message me, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going through the battle right now myself. My husband walked out a week ago and after an abusive fight. And I don't want you to be feeling alone because you're not. There's many people out there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I will message you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Nice. Thank you, Pat. Scott, how about you?
Well, before I even talk about the poem, I'd like to comment on the fact that I think that's amazing what they just did, because everybody goes through tough times, and I think poetry is an amazing way to release emotion and feeling and those kinds of things. And this is a fairly dark rite, and so, you know, hopefully, you know, you use poetry to help you work through your feelings and get better, you know, as far as how you feel about your situations. The writing is well done. It definitely makes you feel the sadness that the speaker of the poem feels. And so very well done, and keep writing.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. And PC, how about you?
Ironically, my favorite stanza is, I can't feel love now. Doesn't matter anyway. Just doesn't feel the same. Just don't feel the same. To me, that feels like it's the heart of the poem, and ironically, it almost sits in the middle of the poem. But I found out through experience, like, it wasn't intentional, but I've had abusive things happen to me, and they were so bad that the memories got repressed. And it's kind of funny because I didn't try to do it. It just happened. But the good memories went too. So I'm kind of empty inside.
Exactly.
But it's fun that this stanza sums it all up. I'm taking so much time to say it, but it's like you can't separate the two. It's like the yin and yang. They're linked together. You can't just ditch the old memories. And when you look at good pictures or the good memories, they also remind you and take you back to the bad memories. They're connected. It's like in order to get rid of it all, in order to get rid of all the bad, you have to get rid of all the good too. But then you're left empty and hollow. There's nothing left. But the whole poem was really well, but that one stanza was very impactful to me.
You got exactly what I was saying too. It with the photographs, I can't look at a photograph without I've actually packed up most of my photographs so I don't look at them. So you got exactly what I was saying in the poem. On point.
Great comments, everybody. Betty, everybody's hit on quite a bit, and you took the song "Hurt," which you kind of hit with the second to last, the last two stanzas that hit on the note of hurt. But and Gene hit on that. You hit on the note of pain well, but you also the way you read it, you hit on that note of numb as well. It kind of almost. It came across as easy in the moment, so to speak, even though it's a hard. And like everybody else said, in order to get past, you've got to unpack the baggage. And that's not an easy thing to do. So what passion offered up, take her up on it and just sit and talk for a bit and know that you aren't alone. So there's that note that there's always someone you can find to talk to who understands the meanings, the moments, and the pain.
Yes, I will, and thank you for your comments. Thank everyone for all their comments. I appreciate every single one.
Thank you,
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You know, we love you, Ben.
I love you guys, too.
Yes.
Very much. You guys kept me here on the planet, actually.
No, we will get together.
Absolutely. Just don't disappear on it.
I will do my best.
If you're talking and writing, then you're actually helping yourself.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Jean, yeah. Can we do that next one, Dazed?
Uh-huh. Oh, very sure. Sure. Okay, well, I don't have to put anything up for that, so absolutely.
Nope.
Yeah,
this one's strictly for what comes.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Excellent. For those who don't know, that's 1973 Madison Square Garden. That's Jimmy Page playing his solo in Dazed and Confused with a violin bow. I thought that would be apropos bringing this on board tonight, since I think that might have been some influence on the boys. I'm sure they heard that back in the day. And Jimmy's first use of the bow came back in late 67, early 68. On the very same song when he was with the Yardbirds. And he continued using the bow on particular songs throughout his career. I just thought it would be a nice note bringing that in because it is such an unusual thing to use on a guitar. All right, Gene.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is. That particular piece there comes out right off the they recorded at Madison Square Garden. So it's in the movie The Song Remains the Same.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right, Gene, we're back to you.
Okie dokie, well, I'm going to put a piece up for you, Rex, and this is Thunderstruck by Chillage by Dammit Dave.
Okie dokie. Thunderstruck by Dammit Dave. I've been thunderstruck by cellos. What the hell is going on? I expected those two fellows to play songs that made me yawn. They are booing out Nirvana and Led Zeppelin on stage. Wasn't rockin', but I'm gonna. All the crowd is in a rage. Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi. Man, those cellos are on fire. No, it wouldn't much surprise me now to hear some Billy Squire. I've been thunderstruck by cellos. I'm surprised, but I'm all right. I'll be back to see these fellows when they play tomorrow night. End poem. Now, that was a treat, Dave. Thank you very much. Betty, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, that was just amazing. I mean, I love your every word, and I just love the feel of the music within your write. I just think it was a very good write.
Thank you, Betty. PP, how about you?
Man, I like the poem, but is it bad to say that I like how it was read even better? Like, I tried not to laugh, like, at that one point. What the hell is going on? You guys heard someone laugh. That was beautiful. It's not necessarily what it said, but how it was read. It had so much feeling and character. It was, all right, he's not robotic. He's a human. He's got a mostly what you read. I liked it. That was my favorite part. You could feel the... He loved doing it. You could feel it. I liked it.
Exactly.
Oh, that was good.
I get it right sometimes. Thank you very much, Scott.
That was a great comment.
It was. Passion, how about you?
Oh, I need to stop talking. Oh, I loved it. I loved the way you read it. Had me tapping my foot and swinging my head, and I'm going, okay. Of course, we know we get something like that from you, so that's good. But the total piece, I mean, it blew my mind, just like the listening to the two cellos earlier today. And I was going, what? I've missed this? How did I ever miss this? Leave it to Rex to pull it on out. I got me something new to do now. It was great. I mean, I can't. It was the rhymes, everything. I mean, it was perfect. Love it.
Thank you, Passion. Scott, how about you?
Yeah, I loved it too. I love the rhyme scheme and the rhythm throughout it. But I also like some of the syntactical choices that create that rhythm, such as they are bowing out Nirvana. I just love the word choice and word order in that. And then also, no, it wouldn't much surprise me. Just the way that it was chosen to be phrased, I think, adds to the rhythm and the write. So overall, it's a really great write. And I always love allusions to events or people. And so, like, the event or the allusions to Nirvana and Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi and stuff. And then the Billy Squire one added in there, too. I can just add more to a poem when there are things that somebody can picture it and make a comparison or a relation to what's happening in the poem. So, really well done, damn it.
That's
I mean, damn
it,
in a good way.
Yes.
Good shot.
Thank you, Scott. That was wonderful. Gene, how about you?
Well, I thought this piece was really well penned. And I think you hit the prompts running. I really do. I enjoyed it. And, his rhyme and meter are always spot on. So you can never take that away. But I have to say, I loved they're bowing out Nirvana and Led Zeppelin on stage. Wasn't rocking, but I'm gonna. All the crowd is in a rage. Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi. Man, those cellos are on fire. No, it wouldn't much surprise me now to hear some Billy Squire. Like, I think that right there, he definitely hit on the notes of the two cellos. It's what they do. And great job, Dave. Thanks for sharing, as always.
Great comments, everybody. This was a cute piece. I've been thunderstruck by cellos. And they're like, what the hell is going on? I expected those two fellas to play songs that made me yawn. Nice opening stance. It does. You get that feeling. You think about Shallows, but and then the opening up there, blowing out Nirvana and Led Zeppelin on stage again, off one into the next. And I got a kick out of that thought. Wouldn't much surprise me now to hear some Billy Squire. I got a kick out of that note to Billy Squire. He doesn't get spoken much of these days. I'm going to have to dig into him somewhere down the line. Thank you very much, Dave. That was perfect. All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Okay, joking. Passions, I'm going to put one up for you by Jack Blue. It's called A Witch's Bagatelle. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. A Witch's Bagatelle, number 4 by Jack Blue. Under the summer sonatina of Allegretto Silver Cloud, the little window mirroring my sullen face of vacancy flashed a bit and badly sang the area of a thunderbolt. My shadow lingering inside beckoned me to join her. Look embarrassed or upset and unwisely swung her wand as if to duel with me now for the truth of wizardry. She became a cranky cat, juggled madly a cell black, wondering if she was real or kind of just about to seal some wieldy equilibrium for mirror pandemonium. She found me leaning still or floating like a daffodil idling on the windowsill.
Great read, Passion. Thank you very much. And Gene, let's start with you, please.
Oh, Rex, you do it all the time. Every time, I swear. Actually, you know, Jack Blue, I like the way he does his work. He really has a nice way of writing. His rhyme is always good. His imagery, you know, always spot on. And he always comes in from a different angle all the time. And I think that he didn't fail this time as well. His work is unique. And I see that he did this poem based on the same prompt as Damn It, Dave. And I think that is really interesting. Definitely. Just clever stuff. I mean, it's interesting where he comes from with this. So now that I've said that and made a fool of myself, I'm going to let you go back to passing around to the next peoples, and I'm going to try an intelligent written comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. Scott, how about you?
Well, this is another one of those ones that does take a few readings to get through it, and you know, because I don't think Jack writes on a very surface level. And so you do need a little time to weave through some of the thoughts he has. But that first stanza, under summer's sonatina of Allegretto silver cloud, the little window mirroring my sullen face of vacancy flashed a bit and badly sang the aria of a thunderbolt. Like I say, I'm kind of at a loss for some of the meaning in it still at this point because I'm kind of reviewing back through it and stuff. But, you know, obviously the thunderbolt in some way relates to the first video. And there's obviously in the second one some sort of like he's looking into the mirror and he's, I'm probably shouldn't be saying he. I should probably maybe be saying she as a speaker here, looking into the mirror and maybe seeing the witch who's like kind of competing with him in some sense. My shadow lingering inside beckoned me to join her, look embarrassed or upset and unwisely swung her wand, which I'm picturing that as the bow of a cello. As if to duel with now for the truth of wizardry. So you know, like I say, this is the kind of thing I would need more time to really get through it to feel like I'm even doing Jack any justice in analyzing it. So, you know, I'm going to kind of defer because I'm going to bet somehow Rex is going to give us something good.
I like your thoughts there, Scott, so that's cool. Passion, how about you? Ash, you there? Are you mutating? Okay. Betty, how about you?
I like the dueling of wizardry. I mean, I like every word in the poem, but that just brought back to mind an old movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It was animation, but of the Black Cauldron. And I just pictured the dueling between the two magicians back and forth. I mean, it just brought a really good feel to the poem. And I also liked the verse on the thunder striking, you know, in reference to the Thunderstruck song. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you, Betty.
So,
and
you're
PC,
welcome.
How about you?
Here I am with one of my weird interpretations again. Okay, the thunderbolt, they call. I'm not sure if this is what they're saying, but this is what I get in this part. Right, a thunderbolt's the jet, like they built the whole jet around a Gatling gun that is the most biggest cannon in the entire world. And it says, the little window mirroring my soul and face of vacancy makes me think of someone sitting in a cockpit, right? And when you're in war and you're shooting people, you have no facial mode. You put all your human characteristics to a side. Your facial expressions is vacant. You're not excited. You're not sad. You can't feel in that mode. You're a machine in that moment. It flashed a bit. That's like the bulb came on, like, okay, this is it. Badly sang the rye of a thunderbolt. The rye is like a long, it's not just a song, but a long, long song. Like I said, I might be wrong, but when I read it, I think of someone sitting in an A-10 Warthog, a Thunderbolt jet, spewed out of a bottle-sized bullet with a faceless expression, and every once in a light dawns, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like I said, I might be wrong, but that's my honest opinion of what I think of when I read that.
Hey, no quarrel. Everybody sees something and they kind of latch on to the notion of something that clicks in their head. I like that thought. Something different. The note of opening up under summer sonatina of Allegretto Silver Clouds, the little window mirroring my sullen face of vacancy. The summer sonatina and the Allegretto Silver Clouds and the thought of the aria of a thunderbolt kind of hits the notion of a summer rainstorm. Because he did hit thunderstruck. So there's that sound of the rolling thunder, the crack of the thunderbolt itself. And it's kind of the battle between summer and the rain that walks in on it. But then he walks into the last couple, had me thinking of the duel between both the boys and two cellos themselves. Beckoned me to join her, duel me now with the truth of wizardry. And she became a cranky cat. That the idea of the dueling with the cellos themselves, but also the thought of the cranky cat and the embarrassed or upset still falls back on the thunder and lightning going towards the summer end of things, the duel between the weather. And then he hits on the mirrors of pandemonium. There is that reflection of both the boys themselves as well as the nature angle. And the back end, she found me leaning still or floating like a daffodil ivy on the windowsill. Kind of hits me with the notion of you're looking out the window during a rainstorm and you see the flower outside, but you're looking through the window that's got raindrops pouring down it. And I'm probably wrong too, so I can join the club.
Well, I like that. I like that. I like what you said. It kind of reminded me of like a little Dr. Seuss a little bit, like when they're sitting outside staring out the window, you know. Looking at the rain. It's kind of a cool vision that you got there going on, Rex.
Well, thank you, Betty. And Scott's right. Jack delves into a lot of things. He does Shakespeare, and he hits on other aspects when it comes to Madre La Mancha, Dante's Inferno. So he plays on a lot of levels, and he drops things in just to see if people catch, or it's just how he thinks.
And I think it's kind of cool, too, because, like, the way that he does it, everybody can get, like, a different perspective or a different vision in their head. Like, you have one of the windowsill and the flower and then the, you know, the jet pilot, and I have one of the wizards. I mean, it's kind of cool how we're all able to get different things from just one poem. I think it's very a very talented way to write, to always have those hidden things in there that you have to keep going back and looking at.
And I think that's what every writer really wants in the back of their mind, to get not just the same old thought, but something that somebody clicks upon and then alludes to the writer. That those kind of comments really get appreciated.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Great comments, gang. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okie dokie. And Betty, I was in the same exact spot you were with that imagery. I had to laugh because I was trying to place what movie it was. So I threw it at the
floor. Okay. The Black Cauldron, one of my favorites.
Yep. It's been so long since I've seen that. Okay, PC, I'm going to skip over you for a minute. Scott, you've been here way too long without reading anything, so I'm going to put this one up for you. And I know we're going to say the same thing about me. It's okay.
All right, sounds good, Jean. Let me read one. Okay, prompt one, Dinner at the Mall by Mr. TJBSCH. Okay. Shopping mall walk and talk was the music in my ears. General modern shuffled. Classical music in the background was the focus. Where am I to be or not? Walk, talk, listen for more of both. Excites my mind, closes my pocketbook. No need to buy when I am fed with such sounds of music. End poem.
Great read, Scott. Thank you very much. And Passion, let's start with you.
Okay. Yeah, y'all missing? I was gone just for a few minutes. Okay. This was nicely read. And if you couldn't help us, I would have done the same thing, put my money patched away and go find me a bench, because I'm going to sit down and listen. These people are good. And it's just a very good very good piece.
Thank you, Betty. PC, how about you? Betty, I'm sorry. Passion. Blah, blah.
Well, it seems like the focus is on music, walking, and talking. And it's like, those are some of my best coping skills, man. Like, I get frustrated. I get lonely. I go for a walk. I call my dad. Be like, Dad, I got this problem, man. Or I'll turn some music on, and all my problems melt away. It's almost like this poem's written, like, on how to make your depression less. It's the music, it's the walking, it's the talking. If you're talking, you're in company with someone. So it's great. I like the feeling of it. It's positive.
I like that, PC. Thank you. And Betty, how about you?
Well, I also appreciate music as well as a coping mechanism. For me, this poem, that's what also stood out for me, is just kind of like stopping whatever else you're doing in the day and then just put music on is the best feeling in the world to me. And so I feel that that's what this poem captured, is I'm putting my money away. I'm putting this away. I'm going to stop and just watch, like, the amazing cellos player listen to an amazing symphony or whatever music that you like. To me, it's about, you know, like when you see those street vendors outside and they have the money out and, you know, you're just walking by and you're doing your own thing. And then all of a sudden, just it's either the sight or the sight and sound of an amazing artist that you've never heard before and just coming out simply and beautifully, just, you know, there for you for free. You don't have to pay like $5,000 a ticket for it. I mean, it's just, it stops you in your tracks. And it always makes me want to listen. Anytime I've ever seen that, I always stop and I always give respect to the person and I listen.
Nice, Betty. Thank you. And Scott, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I really like it. But I like the combination with the title itself, too. You know, the dinner at the mall connects well with the ending about excites my mind, closes my pocketbook, no need to buy when I am fed with such music or such sounds of music. So, you know, I love the message in the entirety of the poem, and it all kind of connects really well together, and the way it was put together kind of lays it out in the end. So it leads up to that ending, and it all ties back to the title, which I really like. So very well done.
I'm with you, Scott. I kind of walked into this. There's an opening, a middle, a transition, and then the moral to the whole thing. That's how I look at this, because of that opening stanza can sit by itself. Shopping mall, walk and talk with the music in my ears, general modern scuffle. There's a thought. When you go to the mall, what do? You spend money. The second one, a shuffle classical music in the background was the focus. That's kind of your middle ground. And then, where am I to be or not? Walk, talk, listen to more of both. That's your transition point. And the last gives you the moral. He doesn't need to open up his pocketbook. His mind is already excited. He doesn't need to buy nothing, because the fees, what he's being said, is the purity in the music, with the such sounds of music. So the idea of music hath charms that soothes the savage breath, so to speak, kind of walks into this and lays itself out in a perfect note. Hey, there are some things you don't have to spend money on. And even if you're at the mall, if it catches you, all else falls by the wayside. So, Mark, thank you very much. Nicely done. Back to you, Gene.
Ooh, he's still not back. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Babbler. This is called Mute, and I have an audio for that as well. So here we go.
Shredding the horsehair, just a few threads remain, rapidly approaching that final refrain. The music's not dead, it's all in your head. No matter the silence, music's not dead. Last bar belted with a bitter twang, just like that, the fat lady sang. Deep-throated notes pouring out like champagne, bubbling and spurting, it'll never be the same. It was never the same. Rusty red fall quietly came, notes dropping from scales licked clean by flame. They wrap you in padding, terminally insane, listening to the stilted song tucked in your brain. No, the music's not dead. It's all in your head. As long as it's playing, you'll never be dead. Winter wears a coat of silent birds, skeletal melodies wildly absurd, blatant white noise smothered neath monotone words. Tell me now, what was it you heard? Was it gay like springtime or fuchsia in August? Line in a bar that chortled like sawdust, sticking, clinging on vocal folds, choking and groping on half-written notes. Sonata for Beethoven sans vibration, drunk on a teetotaler's favorite libation, twisting the buzz to choral mutilation. Radio is on, but there are no more stations. No worries, the music's not dead. When it lives in your head, It's playing and playing on the last threadbare thread. End poem.
Wonderful read, Babbler. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. That was beautiful. Betty, why don't we start with you, please?
I was hoping you were going to say that. I absolutely love this one. Just with every single line, it just brought like a new picture into my mind, and like just the way that, you know, it's bubbling out within and then it coming to the surface, the music, it just, you know, you picture just someone like singing, like how opera singers sing, and you could just see it, you could feel it just like kind of rising up to the surface and coming out. I thought that was amazing when she had those lines in there about, you know, deep throat and then having it bubbling to the surface, because as a singer, you have to have it come from your diaphragm. And I thought that was interesting that that was in the piece. And then I also liked just how it was read. I think that it provoked so many questions, like, you know, and what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And what about this kind? And what about when it sticks to this? It was just very fascinating poem, I think. That's my review.
Excellent, Betty. Thank you very much. And PC, how about you?
I'm trying to find that one word. I only heard it in one poem. I can't even. It was this creepy, weird thing a long time ago, and there's this word in chortle. There it is. Chortle. I've only heard that word used once in my life. And then there was another real weird, twang. I've heard that more often, but the word choice was very, has a lot of character. And, man, it's probably been 2 or 3 years since I heard something that actually took my breath away, and I was kind of gasping during this. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that, because I'm not an emotional person. I don't feel things. So that to have my breath, the way it was read, the way it was constructed, it would take me hours to deconstruct. I'd write pages on this. I got like this. I don't usually do that, but yeah, this is. I definitely like that. That was awesome. One of my favorite reads ever.
I agree. I agree.
And Passion, how about you?
Well, I have to agree with the other two. It was an awesome piece. Like the repetitive lines, it brought it kind of musical to my head, you know, because I'm reading, and then music, and then the way it was read, I mean, she got a beautiful tale told here. And it was just altogether, I have to agree, it's just a good piece that I just bookmarked. Babbler did an awesome job.
Excellent. Thank you, Pash. And Scott, how about you?
I really like this. I'm familiar with who Babbler is, but I have not spent the time reading her, and I think I may. Because I really like the way she read this poem. And I also like the thought behind the poem as well, the meaning of it, you know, that music does live within, you know, within us, even after the songs are not playing. Oftentimes we live musically. And so I like the refrain of the music's not dead, it's all in your head. But I also like, I believe Betty was saying, love the variety of ways that she expresses it in the stanzas. So, you know, like that third stanza is really cool. Last bar belted with a bitter twang, just like that, the fat lady sang. Deep-throated notes pouring out like champagne, bubbling and spurting, it'll never be the same. It was never the same. And then I like the next stanza as well. So I'm not going to go ahead and read all of her stanzas again, but it's very well done. It's well brined, and the meter in it is consistent as far as the rhythm goes. And so, yeah, I really like it. It's really well done, and I'll have to spend a little time looking into Babbler.
Excellent. Great comments, everybody. And you're right, the rhythm on this was sweet. You look at the she starts out with that final refrain, hits in with the fat lady. So you're thinking at that point it's ending, but she sits there in between those two first of those three stanzas. The music's not dead. It's all in your head. No matter the silence, music's not dead. And then it'll never be the same. It was never the same. But from then on down, she gets into thoughts of fall. Rusty red fall quietly came. And then winter wears a coat of silent birds. Skeletal melodies wildly absurd. But that's a great line right there. Blatant white noise smothered. The thought of winter, again, neat monotone words. Tell me now, what was it you heard? And then, again, a little bit more of the season. Was it gay like springtime or fuchsia in August? Line in the bar that chortle like sawdust, another great line there. And you're right, PC, you don't see chortle that often, so it was well used right there. And then the thought was not of a Beethoven stands vibration, drunk on a teetotaler's favorite libation, twisting the buzz to choral mutilation, radio is on, but there are no more stations. And again, that repeat, no worries, music's not dead. When it lives in your head, it's playing and playing on that last threadbare thread. Oof.
I love
sweet piece. Yeah, and again, the third one, we had that notation with horsehair. So I played well off of that, too. So great job, Babbler. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. Back to you.
Okay, well, I have another one to go. But I want to say I really like Babbler's poem. It had almost like a Mad Hatter quality to me, the way she read it.
Oh.
And I think that the song was Hysteria, and I think it had a frantic quality about it. Just a little bit, you know, but just enough to put that edge on it. And I thought it was really well done. So great job, Babbler. And my next piece I'm putting up is by Passion's Promise, and Whenever You're Ready. Sorry.
On my radio board. As far as flying from the get-go, baby, there's thunder in this cellos, you see. Rhythm's divine, it fills me deeply. I'm in the jungle, baby. Hands flying, body moving fast. How long is this intervention going to last? Shaking me away from trials of the past. Toss nets and thoughts to the trash. Eyes closed, I can still hear them playing. And thoughts these players saying. Greatest hit that keeps dreamers swaying. Come on, man, do you hear what I'm saying? I'm in the jungle, baby. Words need no further introduction. The classic song by Two Cellos Instruction. Rhythm on cue with Guns N' Roses production. Don't be misconstrued, there's no construction. I'm off for both on my radio board. End of poem.
Great read, right. Passion. Thank you very much. And Scott, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I like this. This is really good. You know, I love the focus in on the one specific song and the rhyming throughout it, really well done. There's a sense of humor weaved into it as well. I love that second stanza, hands flying, bodies moving fast. How long is this intervention going to last? So kind of like that line there. And I just think that the whole thing is really well done. It has a strong rhythm to it throughout, and the rhyming is really well done, and it's very relatable. So very good job, Passion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. And Gene, how about you?
Well, I think this was a great take on that prompt, Fashions. I think that you really hit on that nicely. Excuse me. It's not a long piece, but it didn't need to be. I think you incorporated everything you really needed just in those four stanzas. And I think you did an excellent job. So enjoy.
Thank you
very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gene. And PC, how about you?
I like it how it actually brought full circle the whole show, because it talks about how music can be that intervention again. It's that uplifting thing that brings you out of that depression or your sad moments. How long is intervention going to last, shaking me away from trials of the past? So that's what it is. Music takes us away from the past, takes us away from the current moment sometimes. I like that. I like the ride overall. I know my comments are getting not as good, but I'm tired. I took 2 sleeping pills a while ago. Sorry.
Thank you.
That's the part I can see.
Full circle with the show here.
I wish I had an excuse why mine were.
Thank you, PC. Betty, how about you?
I thought that it was really good. I mean, I thought it was very simple, yet definitely went with the prompt. I'm going to have to say goodbye to everyone tonight because I have a phone call that's coming in that's really important. But I want to tell everyone I love you guys, and I absolutely loved when Rex told me he's going to bring this up as one of the contests. I thought it was amazing. And Rex is the one who introduced me to the two cellos, and I am so thankful that he did. I'm just amazed, and I have to watch even more of them whenever they come out with a new one. I'm hooked on them. But I love you guys, and I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Love you
good
too,
night,
buddy.
Thanks. Come on board.
All right.
You know where to find us.
All right.
All right.
I guess it's your turn then. All right. You took pass. You took Welcome to the Jungle. But I think you went a little bit sneaky and dropped in a few more. You threw in Thunder. So I'm rolling with the thought of Thunderstruck in that. You also hit on Shaking Me Away from Trials of the Past. So I'm thinking on Hurt also walks within that. And Eyes Closed, I still hear them playing in Scorch, these players staying. So greatest hit to keep during the swing. So I'm thinking of Living on a Prayer with that. So I might be wrong, but you didn't just take the one, although you concentrated on the one. You dropped a few more in there to help move your thoughts across the board.
You got it. You know me too well. I have to start making things up.
I think we got one more. Time for one more, Gene.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And the next one I'm going to put up is called Semi-Brave by Louie Wildbug. And I'm going to try and give this a whirl. And I might be sorry, but here we go. Musical note, absorbing, stinging, semi-brave, vibrating bone marrow in dusty monsoon wind, vibrations camouflaging mountain passes, succession, inhaling its 4 beats, famished granite, rocky hills, shivering, quavering fawn, sandy lips, painfully discoloring, spatter minimum notes, whitewashing lyrics, stemming unpredicted twin beats, storm blast generating, cleaving, needle points, spine prickles, modifying rhythmic pounding, cyclic hand tremble shaping, fluctuating, oscillating my heart, upheaving, bilingual breath, continuous babble, drone buzzing, releasing, hum, terra firma, blasting semi-quaver, dual tails, embedding, spearing, tender intimacy with each vibrato. Thunder sky strikes, blaring sunlight. 3-tail ebony notes rapidly pound, raindrop druthers with or without, slumbering drops, cavernous breath, floods drowning in the moistened downpour of pale, golden caramel, blowing away excruciating particles and foam.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. And Lou took 2 pieces. She took with Shape of My Heart and With or Without You as her prompt. So, all right, Pash, why don't you kick us off?
Mm-hmm.
Sebastian, you there? Are you mutating?
No. She dropped.
Oh, okay. Scott, why don't we check with you first then, please?
All right. I really like this. It has some great images that are being created in it right from the beginning. Musical notes, absorbing, stinging semi-breath, vibrating bone marrow in dusty monsoon winds. I mean, I just love that picture and stuff. And when I look at the picture above it, I kind of can relate it and the words. So, and then going onward, vibrations camouflaging mountain passes, succession exhaling its four beats, famished granite rocky hills. Just some really great words and images created throughout the entirety of the poem. So very well done. Really enjoyable read, Louie.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Scott. And Jean, you got to read it.
I think that was a beautifully penned piece. I thought it was a great take on the prompts and how she drew them together. As always, she had wonderful imagery throughout, and I thought it was just excellent. So I wanted to thank Louie for sharing with us tonight and for writing for us.
Thank you, Jean. And PC, how about you?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to find more than just one thing to focus on. This thing, I was actually overwhelmed. Like I said a little minute ago, I'm a little bit tired. But when I hear vibrating bone marrow and dusty monsoon winds, it could be a person's bone marrow, but I think of that as the bow that's fraying on the cello. Like when I think of, like when you think of dusty, like you almost don't think of monsoon, because monsoon is something wet, but just because it's wet doesn't mean it's dusty. And when something's wet and dusty and it's blowing in the wind, it's abrasive, and things fray when they're abrasive. It's almost like in my mind she took the fraying of the bow, and this is her metaphorical representation. Like I said, it could be the marrow of a person, but I see it as a representation of the actual bow fraying as it slides across the wire strings of the cello. There's a lot of this like this. I see a lot of deeper meaning. I just didn't have the time or the cognitive ability to process everything right now. I actually might tag this and come back to this tomorrow morning too. It was wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you very much, PC. I'm kind of rolling along your thoughts too. There's a couple down here that I hit on. Modifying rhythmic pounding, cyclic hand tremble, shaping, fluctuating, oscillating my heart, upheaving bilingual breasts, continuous babble, drone buzzing, releasing hummed terra firma. And then again, dual tails embedding, spearing tender intimacy with each vibrato. I get that thought of holding the cello between your legs, and you're doing you're bowing across the strings, and you're getting all that feeling from the music itself running up through your legs, through your torso, and into your arms, and back down again. So I think she was touching on the whole sort of not just the music as a feel, but how the music feels going through a cellist's hands and limbs. So nicely done, Lou Yu. All right. Well, we're at the close of the evening. So thank you, Jean, Passion, Betty, PC, Scott. Thanks for coming on board, helping us read and comment. Wonderful evening. Had a great time. Dean, thank you very much for the background and everything else you do. And I've got next week's up already. It's called Monkberry Moon Delights, a little dip into some surreality in the lyrics. You'll have fun with it because it's a wonderful song. And we'll do this again next week. And I think we've got a couple left over that we can do on Friday.
There you go. Yes, we do. We have two. We have two left over.
Oh, excellent.
We have Luke J.R. and we have Jessna Sajan. show. That's not too darn bad. We got through a good many poems. We had a lot. I'm sorry?
Mamuel, too. I didn't get back to the Mamuel put one in.
Oh, that's okay because I didn't see it, so shame on me. I guess
I
should have
refreshed
myself. I
didn't get back to the thought that we were already on air.
Gotcha. Okay, so we have three. Not too bad. And,
perfect.
Yes, I'm looking forward. So, yes. And that'll be great. So thanks, everybody. Great poetry tonight. Great comments. It was great to have a lot of callers, and it was fun. So
I had a blast. It's not easy to get such a full angle on cello music to play with, and everybody enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I liked it.
Those are my most favorite songs. I love that concept.
Absolutely. Okay. Well,
good night, everybody.
We don't have anybody at 12:30, so we're good. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks, Rex.
All right, Dan. Good night. Thanks for being here.